Poslušate SBS Slovenije.
Nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Pogovarjamo se z člani sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence po svetu, ki predstavljajo Avstralijo. To so Francis Urbas Johnson iz Viktorije, Walter Schubert iz New South Walesa in Jerneja Svetičič iz Queenslanda. Jutri je 26. januar, ko tukaj praznujemo tudi dan Avstralije, tako morda se preselimo tudi na to temo, ker imamo različne sogovornike, ki so bili rojeni v Sloveniji in Avstraliji in tudi mogoče eni odrašli tukaj in tam in verjetno tudi imajo drugo različno mišljenje o tem dnevu. Kaj vam pomeni biti avstralski Slovenc v letu 2020? Francis?
To identify as a Slovenian Australian makes me very proud. Of course, I'm proud about Australia Day. I'm proud to be living in this amazing, beautiful country. I love to celebrate the contemporary modern Australia, but I also acknowledge our history. It's not a very long history in terms of modern Australia, but I think we've got very, very much to be able to look back on and be proud of. So on Australia Day, I love to be able to celebrate the things that make us Australian, you know, that the things that people love about Australia, our lifestyle, you know, the freedoms that we enjoy, the people, you know, our democracy. And I particularly enjoy, you know, when I think about the people of Australia, and we're a cosmopolitan bunch, and I think that brings me back to being really proud to have that Slovenian heritage. And we all of us in Australia, we all bring something, we make it what it is, and I think that's why it's such a special place to be, and it's such a special place to live. And it makes me very proud to be Slovenian Australian, particularly around Australia Day.
How will the community in Victoria mark the 26th of January?
It will be a little bit quieter than usual. There's generally every year there are fireworks held in the Docklands area, but due to the tragic bushfires that Victoria has experienced for the last few months, these have now been cancelled. Which I think is appropriate. Might be a bit of a controversial opinion, but I think that is an appropriate way. But I'm sure that across the communities, we will have many people celebrating in their own way, having a chance to reflect and be grateful for whatever we have.
Walter, what does it mean for you to be an Australian Slovenian in 2020?
Like Frances, I echo everything that she said. I mean, we're a very diverse bunch in Australia. I mean, how wonderfully cosmopolitan we are to be one of the nationalities that brings a culture of its own to this land, I think is amazing. We should all be proud of being a Slovenian heritage. I think we've got a lot to offer, and we have offered a lot to this country over the years. On the 26th of January, Australia Day, I think we only celebrate that with everybody. We're a part of this great country, and I think we can all hold our head proudly high and enjoy the day that it is and celebrate it for what it is.
And how will the Slovenian Australians in New South Wales celebrate that day?
Let's say they'll be raising one or two vincheks in the sky with a couple of glasses. I'm sure there'll be one or two schnapps as well. When it comes to celebrations, what do? We eat and drink and hopefully be merry at the end of it. So I think if there will be one or two clubs that will be doing some special events, I'm sure that there'll be wonderful activities amongst a group of friends where you have 20, 30 people together to celebrate that either in a more intimate fashion or in a bigger way. So I'm looking forward to spending my time probably maybe in one or two of those areas with, again, raising my glass and wishing everybody a wonderful Australia Day.
Jerne, kaj pa tebi pomeni biti avstralski Slovenec v letu 2020, ker ti si tukaj mogoče 10 let, mogoče malo več?
Zdaj bo 12 let. Z vsakim novim letom, kar sem tukaj, mi pomeni več. Se mi zdi, da ponosno in identiteta kot slovenska avstralka sem raste z vsakim novim letom. Ne? In moram reči, da že od samega začetka pri vseh praznovanjih Australia Day, kar sem se jih udeležvala, me je vedno zelo lepo, no, na kakšen način je ta multikulturnost prepoznana in praznovana na Australia Day. Mogoče ne kot slovenska skupnost izpostavljena, ampak vseeno se sem se vedno počutila zelo vključeno in prepoznano kot pač obraz te multikulturne Avstralije in verjamem, da bo tudi letos tako. V Queenslandu mislim, da nobene organizirane oblike praznovanja ni za slovensko skupnost, ampak to ne pomeni, da ne bomo Slovenci v velikem številu se udeležvali organiziranih praznovanj v Brisbaneu, na Gold Coast in tudi v vseh ostalih krajih. Tudi sama sem zelo vesela vsako leto, zdaj sploh ko otroka že malo večje, no, peljati otroka na ta praznovanja. No. Seveda njuna identiteta je močnejša nekaj povezana z avstralsko stranjo njune identitete, ampak nikoli ne zamudim priložnosti, da izpostavim, da je to dan za slovenske avstralce, prav tako kot za avstralske avstralce.
Kaj pa vam pomeni 26. januar, tudi ko ste vi doraščali v Sloveniji in prišli zadnje leto v Avstralijo? Kaj ta dan vam pomeni osebno?
Praznovanje vsega, kar je avstralsko. Zdaj, ne vem, koliko se lahko spustimo na tem mestu v diskusijo, da Australia Day še vedno ima eno tako temno senco, kar se tiče prepoznave aboriginskih pravic in to mogoče malo občutljive točke, no, ki praznovanje prav tega dneva, ne, kot dan Avstralije, pomeni za Indigenous Australians. Ne glede na to, prepoznam ta dan kot dan dobrih misli in dobrih želja in pa praznovanja vsega, kar dela Avstralijo, edinstveno in čudovito državo, katero z velikim ponosom in srečo call home.
Vsem trem, Frances, Irneja in Walter, hvala lepa za današnji pogovor o različnih temah, seveda tudi pomembnih temah za našo slovensko skupnost in prihodnost, kaj bo skupnosti in seveda to delo, ki ga upravljate v svetu vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence po svetu. Upamo, da bo veliko idej prišlo iz tega letos, da boste lahko tudi tam predstavili v Sloveniji zanimive teme in tudi mogoče tudi napredovali na to temo komunikacije, kar je zelo pomembno seveda za nas, ker je Avstralija tudi tako oddaljena država, velika država. Hvala vam še enkrat.
Najlepša hvala za pogovor, Tanja.
Tanja, hvala lepa za vse. Naši Slovenci avstralski, imejte se radi in upam, da 2020 bo krasno leto za vsi skupaj.
Se strinjam vsem povedanim. Hvala za povabilo v program. Dobre želje vsem poslušalcem.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.